Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you in collaboration with Saint-Tropez. It's time to take a deep dive into skincare, in particular, a skincare ingredient that actually isn't as well understood as you may think. Now, we know a lot about vitamins here on The Emma Gunn Show. There's vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, and vitamin E in skincare. We've discussed them at great length, but what do we really know about vitamin D? When I started researching, I realised a lot of what I thought I knew about vitamin D wasn't actually true. So when Saint-Tropez told me about their new range, Purity Vitamins, that contains vitamin D boosters, I, of course, got on the phone, called them immediately and said, "Tell me more, how is this possible? Can a topical product really do this? And can you get me some time in front of an expert?" And rather brilliantly, they did. So joining me on this episode, I have Dr. Paul Evans, who is Director of Technology and Innovation at Saint-Tropez, and Michaela Boulder, who is their skincare and tanning expert. In this episode, we learn about the benefits of vitamin D, how it works in the body and what it means for skin health, whether our vitamin D levels are being hindered by covering up with SPF, why vitamin D is the cornerstone of a healthy skin barrier, and why thinking of vitamin D as the good mood vitamin isn't actually the whole truth. We also discuss why this new range containing those vitamin D boosters makes such an interesting new skincare innovation in tanning. High performance, high grade skincare and tan combined in a way that slots very easily into any skincare routine. All the links will be in the show notes, but helping me understand vitamin D in skincare, it's Dr. Paul Evans and Michaela Boulder on The Emma Gunn Show. Okay, so this is a very interesting discussion that we are about to have, because this is perhaps an area of skincare that I think contains a lot of confusion and maybe misinformation and assumptions. So this conversation with Dr. Paul Evans, who is the Director of Technology and Innovation for Saint-Tropez, and Michaela Boulder, who is the skincare and tanning expert for the brand, is going to be all about understanding vitamin C and our skin. I love that. Already I get the look. I like to check my guests are awake. Vitamin D, because... and just, guys, say hello. So, Michaela, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
And Paul, welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Hello to everybody.
I really feel like we've unpicked vitamins on this podcast previously in skincare specials. We understand vitamin A. We know that retinol is a derivative of it. Vitamin B, maybe the energy vitamin. We know that niacinamide is a derivative. Vitamin C for brightening. We know that that's also a really potent gold standard vitamin ingredient. You also understand vitamin E as nourishing, hydrating, and just kind of that. Sort of, I think of vitamin E and I think beautiful skin, just beautiful, young, fresh, plump,
the old school
skin.
Vitamin has been around for ages.
But vitamin D is perhaps one that we're talking about a lot more now, but which I think needs a little bit more understanding. So what's brilliant about having you guys here on this episode is that we're going to really talk about the role of vitamin D and why it's really crucial for skin health. And we're going to bust some myths, because I came in, I was like, "Paul, does it do this? Does it do that?" And you were like, "Well, actually, no." So Can you talk about the function of vitamin D in the body and in the skin?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I'll start by talking about vitamin D and role in the body and general bodily and physical health. You know, it's been known for well over 100 years that it's vital to our physical health. And for the last 100 years or so, people have been using vitamin D supplements to boost their levels in the body. And I think there's a couple of interesting things about vitamin D, which perhaps means why, in terms of skin health, it's not been researched so much in recent years. So we only get vitamin D ingested in a few food types, a few food groups. And they're things like oily fish, like salmon, tuna, mackerel, some oily vegetables like avocado, and of course diets change, and some of those food types are more prevalent in diets in some parts of the world than others. You know, that's the first thing. Another interesting thing about vitamin D is that our body can't store it. So we couldn't stock up by eating a lot of oily fish or avocado and then expect our body to store all that vitamin D there.
It's so, like your phone data. It runs out.
It runs out. So we have to make sure that we're getting enough in our diet for general bodily health. And the interest or the awareness of vitamin C, I think we can explore where that's come from in recent years. But just to demonstrate that awareness now is that in the last 18 months, vitamin D supplements have overtaken vitamin C as the most popular supplement here in the UK and also in the US. Mm-hmm. So we're now more aware of the role that vitamin D plays in our general bodily health and that sort of thing. But I would separate that, and that's been known for some time. It's only in the last 5, 6, 7 years or so that we've begun to understand the importance of vitamin D in skin health. And again, there's a couple of reasons for that. The first thing I'd probably say is that our body is very intelligent. So when we ingest vitamin D through those food groups that I've talked about, or even supplements, what our body does is it sends that vitamin D to where it thinks the body needs it most. And that is to things like our vital organs, like our livers and our liver and kidneys, but also our bones as well. The skin is actually last in line. So when we think we are taking vitamin D in, ingesting it, it's not necessarily getting to the skin. Why is it important for the skin? Well, it's a vital component for the skin's barrier. You've probably heard, or your listeners will probably have heard, of the natural moisturising factor, NMF. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing which keeps the complex in the skin, which keeps our skin healthy, keeps it moisturised, and keeps it performing its primary function, which is all about protecting us.
Yeah.
What's different with vitamin D than other vitamins is that it is stimulated in the skin by sunlight. So, and I think your listeners probably know there is an association between vitamin D and sunlight. Mm-hmm. But we need to talk about what that link is. You mentioned myths. I suppose probably the first myth that we could dispel at this point is to say that vitamin D is not in sunlight. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't. Sunlight doesn't contain vitamin D, which deposits in the skin.
Well, because the vocabulary that I see a lot and have used myself is that I'm going to go out and get some vitamin D.
Yeah.
And I assume that there is an absorption.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that some of my listeners will maybe have assumed that or would have gleaned that from articles that they've read as well.
So absolutely, when we do go in the sunlight, then we do get more vitamin D in our skin and in our body, but it's not an absorption process. So within our skin, there's quite a complex reaction which stimulates vitamin D. Sunlight stimulates that reaction, or technically we'd say it catalyzes that reaction. So a catalyst is something that accelerates or increases the efficiency of a reaction. And that's what sunlight does. So when we don't have sunlight, Vitamin D in the skin will form, but at a very, very low level. Mm-hmm. We really need a level of the energy from the sun. Again, it's what stimulates it. It's the energy from the sun that catalyzes the reaction and enables our skin to produce more vitamin D.
Okay. So if I go out in the sun, I'm not going to absorb vitamin D.
No.
It's that it's a reaction within my skin.
Yeah.
That is catalyzed or prompted by exposure.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all of those words. Yeah. Mm. So it helps the reaction to take place.
And when we've talked about vitamin D in the body and also vitamin D in the skin, and just to say, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, so I think it's worth mentioning. Mm. If I go and have a blood test and I go and check my vitamin D levels, and I, as I know many listeners who've submitted questions in the Facebook forum, I was deficient in vitamin D.
Yeah.
Can that be changed by sun exposure, or is that about the vitamin D that you absorb through food?
I think it's both, in all honesty, and I think we need both. So I certainly wouldn't advocate doing all of one and not the other. Mm-hmm. So I think a normal, healthy diet where we eat vitamin D-rich food types, I think that's worthwhile. And if we don't feel that we're getting enough, then I would recommend a supplement. Mm-hmm. But I would also say that a moderate amount of sunlight will also help your vitamin D levels.
Which leads me neatly on to perhaps another myth, or perhaps it's true, that because we are all, hopefully listeners, very aware of being sun safe and wearing SPF, we have come to understand, perhaps incorrectly, that by wearing an SPF, we're actually blocking our skin's ability for that vitamin D stimulation, and that is actually contributing to a deficiency.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of factors, but I think there is enough evidence now emerging from medical doctors and clinicians to question, are we getting enough sunlight? And of course, particularly for dermatologists, this is quite a tricky area. Mm. You know, for many, many years, we've been telling people to stay out of the sun. Mm. But I think we're now just beginning to realise within the dermatology community that actually moderate amounts of sun, and we can talk about what moderate amounts of sun means, but it's actually good for us in several different ways.
Okay.
But I think there's factors. One of the factors, as you rightly say, is when we do go out, we put high SPF products on continually. And I would always advocate that we should use some protection, but sensibly. But there's other factors in play as well here. So particularly lifestyle changes. So nowadays, we don't spend as much time outdoors. I saw a study recently that 10-year-old children in the UK are spending over an hour less outdoors than they were 10 years ago even. And I imagine if you went back beyond 10 years, it would be very much less than that. You know, so lifestyle changes, we don't, you know, particularly our children, and actually when we need vitamin D for growth of healthy bones, you know, the children are not getting enough. Other lifestyle change, you know, we go to shopping malls, we go to cinemas, gaming, and all those sorts of things, so the time that we're spending outdoors is less. So I think it's that sort of understanding. You know, I'm not a medical doctor, but I think the medical professionals are seeing more patients who are suffering from lack of vitamin D. You know, another interesting fact, I think, is that, because we're often asked, well, how much vitamin D do we need and how much time should we spend outdoors? And you can't really answer that question because it depends on the amount of skin that's exposed and where we are on the planet. And again, there's now more and more recognition that the further north we are, or south, in fact, in the winter months, the sun does not have enough energy to create vitamin D. So we here in London are just about on the cusp. So places north of London, during the winter months, between probably around about November and early March, there's not enough energy in the sun to create vitamin D. And of course, the further north you are, then for that reaction to take place, you know. So and that's been proven. Mm-hmm. So in the wintertime, even when we can see the sun, you know, on a nice crisp winter's day, there's not enough energy. We don't get heat from the sun. We don't have enough energy in the sun to create that vitamin D in the skin.
Okay. So the reason why we've kind of gone back to vitamin D school is because we're going to talk about topical application of vitamin D. So if you remember at the top of the show, we talked about the different vitamins A, B, C, D, and E. And actually, you have at Saint-Tropez put together a formula that mimics the role of the sun in catalyzing that vitamin D activation. How does that work?
Okay. Well, it actually works in... obviously, the reaction that produces vitamin D in the skin, that's part of our physiology. Mm-hmm. And the technology or the material that we'll use, I'll explain what it is in a moment, it catalyzes the reaction in exactly the same way as sunlight does. So that's why we say it mimics it. You know, it's not adding vitamin D. There's no vitamin D in the product or the technology. Mm-hmm. We use a sugar-like material. It's called a fructo-oligosaccharide and a beetroot extract. So it's a natural sugar material. And it catalyzes in the skin, in this reaction, we have molecules which are called VDRs, vitamin D receptors. Mm-hmm. And it's those that kickstart the vitamin D production in the skin.
Okay.
Sunlight activates those, which then activates the vitamin D production. Mm-hmm. And the fructooligosaccharides kickstart that reaction in exactly the same way as sunlight does.
So without needing any exposure to sun.
But no, you don't need sunlight. It will do it. Mm-hmm. When you are exposed to sunlight, what it does is it increases the efficiency of that reaction. Mm-hmm. So even if you have limited amount of sun, which is producing vitamin D, it will add on top of that.
Okay.
And increase the effectiveness of the reaction. So you're producing more.
Because one of the things I think some listeners might be thinking, and I certainly, when I started reading through the material, was thinking, wait, topical vitamin D, we've just had this whole thing about clean beauty, or not just had, it is ongoing, and about what the body actually absorbs, that the skin is a barrier, as we've already said. But this is actually about putting something on to stimulate a reaction within, not about pulling it into the body.
That's absolutely exactly. That's the way it works.
Right.
So it's working with the bodily physiological reactions in the skin. And the other things I would say, it is just acting. This reaction takes place within the epidermis, so around the epidermis and dermal junction. Mm-hmm. So it's not penetrating into the body. It's not absorbed into the body. Mm-hmm. It's working on the skin. And it's promoting skin health.
Yeah.
So this is a cosmetic product. Mm-hmm. It acts on the skin. So we are not advocating this as a replacement for your vitamin D supplements, or that it in fact improves your skin, your bodily health. Mm-hmm. It's all about skin health, supplementing the vitamin D in the skin, and the role that plays in having a healthy skin.
Yeah, because I know it hasn't necessarily been proven, but we were talking off tape about skin conditions and about barrier function, essentially, and vitamin D is crucial for a healthy skin barrier.
Yeah, absolutely. So vitamin...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project... there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Vitamin D, the role vitamin D plays in the skin, it's part of the skin's NMF, the natural moisturising factor. And that's all about having a healthy, good quality barrier. Mm-hmm. So from a scientific point of view, when we talk about healthy skin, it's really the quality of the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, as I said earlier, skin's primary function is a protective mm-hmm. barrier. And so a healthy skin enables that. And a healthy barrier means it keeps what we want, what we have on the inside of our body, keeps it in the mm-hmm. body, controls the amount of water that we regulate, the amount of water loss through the body, that's important, through the skin, sorry. But also it protects us from external aggressors. So, you know, that barrier function is vital. And, of course, from a cosmetic point of view, if we ask from a consumer point of view or a cosmetic point of view, then a healthy skin is perceived as one which is smooth, is even-toned, feels natural, and all those sorts of things. So there's a scientific aspect to what is healthy skin, but there's also a consumer perception of what is healthy skin.
And this, Michaela, is where you get very excited about this product, isn't it?
Yes. This is my bit.
because now that we understand what it's actually doing on the skin, fundamentally, it is still a tanning product.
It is,
but you are very excited about this particular formulation because of the vitamin C and vitamin D boosters, but also because the actual formulation for you, and as well as being a tanning expert, you are also like superstar facialist. So you also have seen that the formula is like high quality skincare as well.
Yeah, it's a crossover between skincare and tanning because it's got skincare level ingredients. So I think when Saint Tropez released their purity range, it was quite exciting because it was hyaluronic acid. So immediately you're thinking, hydrated skin, my tan's going to be more even, it's going to last longer, it's going to look more healthy because my skin's in a better condition. So with purity vitamins, with the booster of the vitamin C for just a brightening ingredient in there, it doesn't want to do anything else, just to literally brighten and radiate the skin, and then the vitamin D stimulation, I think the crossover is just fantastic. It means that we can put a tanning product into our not only daily routine with the skin on the face with the serum, but also as the body. So you can spritz your body once or twice a week and have a gorgeous glowing tan that makes you feel immediately confident. So it always combines in the fact that you're applying a tan, but you haven't got to worry about a terrible breakup. You haven't got to worry about dehydrated skin because we've kind of covered that already with the skincare benefits as well.
And also there's a serum. Let me just, listeners, it's right in front of me. And so it's not just a case of adding it into a skincare regime. It's that it's you've made it part of the skincare regime.
It's already pre-blended. I like to discuss the way that if you took the DHA out of the serum, you've got a really great brightening and vitamin D stimulation serum. Put the DHA inside, you've got three products in one. So it slots into your routine every day. It gives you the most beautiful light tan. There's no reason to be afraid. You don't have to add drops into your moisturizer. This is already pre-made. Hyaluronic acid in there as well. So you would cleanse your skin, apply the serum, go straight in for your day cream and your SPF as well. How simple is that? To know that in 4 hours' time, you're going to have a gorgeous glow and you've used a really fantastic serum.
And Paul, you said something interesting before we started recording, which is this is kind of breaking down that barrier between gradual tan and tan.
Yeah.
So just to sort of talk to you, Michaela, about the difference between gradual tan and tan.
Yeah.
A gradual tan is what something you use more regularly?
You'd use it daily. Yeah. So that's more of like a buildable tan. Mm. So you would get more hydrating properties from a gradual tan, but then you would take sort of 4 or 5 days to get that really idealistic colour that you're looking for. Mm. Whereas the tanning serums, although they're transparent, you are going to get a light to medium tan within one application. So you're kind of missing out those extra days, but you're still having the hydration, and then follow on with your daily moisturiser as you would, and you can just prolong that lovely tan.
Yeah. So I'm not, if I start using this, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and go, ooh, I just look like I've come back from care.
No, it's a really light tan. That's why it's able to be used every single day, because it's just a light tan. It's got a very small amount of DHA. It just means that you can use it. And with your cleansing and exfoliation, your mask routine as well, you're always going back. So you're applying a self-tan, but you're keeping on top of it with your skincare routine. So you don't get a build-up. You don't get a really dark, heavy tan. It's just consistency. It's consistently light and lovely glowing.
Because one of the payoffs of using topical tan, using any kind of fake tan or self tan, is, or has been previously, and I say this from personal experience, I'm sure everyone in the room does, that the night that you do your tan, you wake up and your skin is going to be dry. That's the payoff.
Yeah.
But that's what you're really, the formulation side of it, what you do with the innovation is to really move away from that to make it a much friendlier, skin friendlier product, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. We know that, you know, actually, the reaction that takes place to produce the tan, you require DHA, dihydroxyacetone, the tanning agent. Mm-hmm. You require amino acids and proteins in the skin, which are present in the skin, and you need water. Mm. If you take away any of those, you haven't got a tanning reaction. Mm. So the tanning reaction itself uses up water in the skin. So if you do overuse products, it can lead to dry skin. So that's why, you know, the technology that we've been working on for the last 5, 6, 7 or so years, we're taking skin hydration technology from skincare and putting it into tanning.
Okay.
And I think, again, as we were talking a little before, there's two reasons for that. One is to make the tanning reaction more efficient and work through to completion. Mm. But then secondly, a well-moisturized, hydrated, healthy skin barrier prolongs the tan.
And also we have to talk about mood. So it is a myth that if I go outside and I get some sunlight that I have therefore just gone out and like recharged my vitamin D levels, like, you know, a rechargeable battery or whatever it might be. What's the real truth about that feeling, that sense of going outside and coming back in and feeling really good?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's absolutely true. I think if we asked 100 people if how they felt after they had been outside in the sunlight, I'm sure that 99 or 100 of them would say they feel better. Mm-hmm. You know? It's not just about sunlight. You could do the same for a walk in the forest or a walk by the seashore. All of those things make us feel better. But it's nothing to do with vitamin D or vitamin D stimulation. Mm. So when we get those sorts of environments, the brain stimulates the production of a hormone called serotonin.
I like a bit of serotonin.
We all like a bit of serotonin, yeah. Serotonin, it's often called the happy hormone. Mm-hmm. So serotonin, it stimulates those parts of the brain which create those happy emotions for us. Yeah. So where the link to happiness and vitamin D came from, I just think it came, you know, at the early part of the last century when sun tanning started to become popular with Coco Chanel. And the association, people realised that when they went out and sat in the sun, they had a tan and they felt better.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where it came from. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing to do with the creation of vitamin D. It's all about the stimulation of the hormone serotonin in the brain, which makes us feel happier, better, and more relaxed.
Okay, but this is a tanning product that we're talking about. So we're talking about the Purity Vitamins range. So it has those vitamin C and D boosters, which we've already talked about, for healthy, happy skin. But there's like a trifector, isn't there?
Yes.
So in order to, is it almost like to replicate that sun feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we wanted to do. So we set out to replicate that mood boost that you get from sunlight. Of course, just having, if you use self-tan products, you get a nice natural glow, you know, that does make you feel better. But we wanted to take it to the next level and try and stimulate those happy emotions. So we worked, and the way that we've done that, the way to do that is through the fragrance. And I think we all probably know that fragrance can enhance mood or change mood even.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about stimulating fragrances, refreshing mm-hmm. fragrances, and we talk about relaxing fragrances, calming fragrances. But the understanding of the link between odour and fragrance and the brain is now really well established. So we can design fragrances that do stimulate that, and we can actually prove that those fragrances do stimulate those emotions. The way that we do that, obviously, we work very closely with a fragrance technology partner. And they do, well, we've done with them a range of scientific experiments. So you've probably heard of brain mapping, neuroscience, mm-hmm. these sort of techniques. And you've probably seen the funny pictures of people wearing things like swimming caps with lots of electrodes coming out of them, all wired up to a fancy machine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way that we are able to measure stimulation of different parts of the brain. And all those electrodes enable us to do that. So what that enables us to do is to design fragrances. So we investigate different fragrance elements and look at how they impact on the brain and stimulation. And we can then begin to design fragrances specifically to enhance those happy emotions in the brain.
Mm.
That's the real sort of sciencey part. There's other techniques we can use as well, like we measure heartbeat, we measure sweat production, and all those are different ways in which you can measure emotions.
Okay.
But then you follow that up with psychology. So, and clearly you do stimulate that, but then how does that relate to what the consumer thinks
mm-hmm.
and feels? So the way we do that, again, we through visual recognition, we give people, consumers, fragrances to smell and ask them to look at a range of pictures which depict different emotions.
Mm.
And we look at the strength of the correlation between the fragrance and those pictures or emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put those two together, you get the science, which shows we stimulate the mm-hmm. happy parts of the brain, and you put that together with that psychological study,
mm-hmm.
Which shows that people link that fragrance with happy emotions.
Nice.
Then we roll all of that up, we put it in our product, we get people to use the product, and then we ask them how they feel.
So you've got your lovely boosters, you've got your fragrance, which you know is a mood enhancer, and what is the other?
Well, the other bit is the natural, healthy complexion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course, the tan.
But, you know, that's, you know, we never call these products fake tens. They are self-tens or gradual tens.
Yeah, sorry, I keep saying
and,
fake tens.
And it's, so I don't, from a technologist point of view, the easiest thing to do is to make these products, make your skin go darker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
It's all about creating a natural looking tan, a natural glow, and one that lasts and fades evenly.
Mm.
So that's where we focus our efforts. And in terms of research, we spend as much time working on the skin as we do on the ingredients of the product themselves. Because it's the two parts, you know, that that you've got. If your skin is in poor condition or whatever, you put, no matter what self-tan you put on, you're not going to get a good quality tan.
So what we've got here, we've got the pincer movement of great skin, which is, as we've talked about, we've got the innovation, we've got the technology in the formula. But then from your perspective, Michaela, you love using them, because if I came to you and I said, oh, my skin, it's winter, can I have a tan?
Yeah.
My skin's a bit dull and it's really dry. Probably the first thing you would want to do is put vitamin C and a lot of hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, I would, absolutely.
Which is what's in the formula. And so basically you've got like, and I'm sure it's great in summer, as great in summer as it is in winter or any time of the year. But what I'm getting isn't just a nice gradual colour. It's you're looking after the complaints that I'm bringing to you.
Yeah. So we're looking after the skin. Yeah. We're looking after skin also before you apply the tan, during the tan, and after the tan. So first of all, I'd probably send you away to go and prep your skin.
How dare you?
First of all, you might want to go and have a prep and maintain in the shower, remove any unwanted hair, and then come back and have a tan. But yeah.
Are you calling me astute? No, I am.
Just prep. So yeah, it's just before, during, and after. So we are about looking after the skin. And being in my job as well, it is about the healthiest skin gives the best results. So preparing your skin first, applying a self-tan, but you know, we're not talking about going really dark. It's just whatever's going to suit your skin. So the bonus about Saint-Tropez, and one thing I've loved about them, is no matter how much of one product you apply, your skin will only take to a certain color that you would naturally go in the sun.
Right.
So it doesn't tick over. It's not going to take you into an extra dark because you've applied it twice in one area and once in the other. It's going to be a flawless, even tan, no matter how much or how little you apply. And especially with these products here, is that you've got the face serum. So it's particularly for the face. So when a lot of people say to me, can I use the spritz on my face, the body mist on my face? Well, yeah, you can, but actually there's a product specifically made for your face that contains higher levels of hyaluronic acid in there, so you're going to get the hydration. So we're looking after the face separately to the way we look after the body. Although it's still skin, it's just higher, more concentrated levels for the face.
Is it multi-molecular? So it's got that hyaluronic acid.
The hyaluronic acid, yeah, it's the latest generation hyaluronic acid. So we've got low molecular weight and high molecular weight. So it's functioning right at the surface of the skin and also deeper inside the skin.
Nice.
I know, we thought of everything.
I do like multi-molecular weight hyaluronic acid.
Everybody likes low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. So.
And then obviously we've talked about like vitamin C is the brightening vitamin.
Yes, so it's only very low level vitamin C in there. So it's just for brightening and radiance on the skin. It's not for any exfoliation or any deep depth work. It's just for the surface of the skin.
Well, thank you so much, because I feel like, first of all, I really understand now that there is zero payoff for applying tan. So I'm not going to have to endure a day of dry skin or flaky skin or any of that kind of stuff with this formula. But also, Paul, thank you for explaining vitamin D, because honestly, I really didn't understand quite how complex it was, but quite how vital it is for the skin and skin health. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to get in touch with me, then please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Do you have any questions about vitamin D? Let's start a conversation in the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. If you would like to send me a message on social media, DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, or you can send me a longer email, as I said, to thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to hear from you, and I really, really hope you found that episode on vitamin D useful. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.